This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 27th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Today features Spain's live webcast press conference, a double whammy on Mr. Rajoy's terms of his 2013 austerity budget. Let's recall that year on year, Spain has seen its tax revenues slide by nearly 5%, while spending has increased by almost 9%. So really, it's an uphill battle for the country's president. Only your Sherpa is your own deranged alter ego in this United States of Tara scenario. He plans to cut the deficit by at least 18 billion euros next year, prompting thousands in Madrid today to take to the streets for a second strike. It must be really fun, judging by the enthusiasm. I wish I was unemployed. Spain says they have 43 new laws to bolster the economy, yet here's the kicker. They aim to improve incentives for energy-efficient vehicles and to pay a 1,000 euro subsidy per vehicle sold. Oh dear, did they learn nothing from Obama's GM disaster? This is seriously your plan, to spend more money on something that not only doesn't produce future wealth, yet isn't even a measure of austerity. I guess the desperate politicians need to eat too, unlike their citizens. What better way than a dodgy scheme that sounds choice on paper? Yet the real kicker, the Spanish budget will be based on unchanged economic forecasts, yet they see GDP growth down 0.5%. What the hell? But for the final roundhouse kick to the face, the fatal blow we surely all had to expect, Spain is to tap into the 3 billion euro fund from Social Security reserves in order to fund liquidity needs, the very same fund which has 9 months worth of pension and is invested in Spanish government bonds. Spanish people, if you really care about your country, just burn everything down to rubble. There really is no more logic in the system anymore, let alone any logical solution. Be crazy! Get some Bananquin to ya! The strain of weed for kids. It'll make you believe your own delusion. Egan Jones has downgraded Spain to a double C rating from a double C plus. It's kind of like saying, listen girl, I'd rate you a 2 out of 10, but now I can't stand masturbating to your Facebook profile pictures. But that's not all the bad news. Spanish bank deposits have surged, and I really do mean surged, equating to a 5% deposit outflow in 1 month from local banks, as 17 billion euros flock for safer pastures. Money heading to banks elsewhere in the eurozone. Investors and even their own people have lost faith in their own sodden wasteland. Spain, you're nothing more than a one-trick pony. Play dead. The idea of the student loan sounds great for the ignorant American jockalite. Free money, and I get to go to parties with unlimited alcohol. Sounds like the future. Now that virtually all loans are funded by the US government, pushing up the price of tuition and education costs in what could be the world's biggest bubble, this future has become reality. The feds are accusing a Newport man of using school loans on crack, cocaine, motorcycles, video games, and tattoos. A certain Price Jr. borrowed roughly $105,000 for his tuition at Harrisburg Area Community College from 2005 and 2007, federal authorities say. Yet they obviously discovered that it shouldn't cost that much for his college. The man could potentially receive up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines, although he can look forward to more government-funded rent at the prison he'll be staying at, so he's got nothing to worry about regardless. Obama, I love you for your use of the word recovery. It's like it has no inherent meaning. Oh, how ironic. But let's take a sequential approach to the government orgy of statistical manipulation. 2011 Q4 GDP came in at 4.1%, sounding good. 2012 Q1 at 2%, not so great. Now final 2012 Q2 GDP is at a very dismal 1.25% growth, whatever that truly means. If the government, with all their wisdom and statistical lies, can only produce a figure as large as 1.25%, then it's confirmed. We're more screwed than the village slut, also known as the town bicycle. This deserved its own news story. Just mind-blowing. Durable goods orders in the US have cliff-dived for the month, printing in at negative 13.2%. It's the largest drop since January 2009, when world trade fell off a cliff. Absolutely astounding. It looks like things are finally gathering at accelerated pace. Yet how's this for a stagnating economy? Non-defense aircraft orders fell by 101.8%. You heard me, that's over 100%. Don't ask me how, with the market as irrational as the idiots running the economy, nothing really makes sense in the context of the absolute. It appears that JP Morgan and HSBC's monopoly in the warehousing of tungsten, gold, is coming to an end. Barclays has opened its first precious metals vault in London in a bid to satisfy growing client demand for bullion as a store of value. The vault, which houses gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium, and began operating earlier this month, is one of the largest in Europe. And we can thank Brother Ben, unfortunately the movie spin-off, which isn't quite as good as the original, also referring to the joke, since no one knows the relatively unpopular Disney movie I'm talking about from early 2000. Jonathan Spall, product manager for metals at Barclays, has said, "Since QE3, the number of inquiries we're getting about buying gold have gone up. Do you trust Barclays to keep your gold? Because I sure as hell don't. Unfortunately, tungsten doesn't discriminate." Years and years of domestic equity mutual funds outflows are going to take their toll, like that glass of champagne you have every night with your wife. Enjoy it now, rapid aging later. This follows a historic announcement by Fidelity that as of Wednesday, bond and money market assets now total $848 billion, more than half of the company's $1.6 trillion in managed assets. This would have been unheard of only years ago, a company which built an empire in the 80s and 90s on stock funds and star stock pickers like Peter Lynch. In fact, investment in US stocks have fallen nearly $500 billion since mid-2008, with people spending an extra $750 billion plus on bonds. Yet the huge irony for Bernanke is the $4.8 billion outflow in the week Bernanke promised to never let stocks drop. QE3, baby! It's surprising how the markets continue their rise into stardom, despite the money leaving like hotcakes. I guess it's just the smart hands leaving. A lot of middle-class wannabes are going to be crushed not too long into the distant future. Berlusconi's back, and he's got a brand new plan up his sleeves. Oh wait, yet again his idiocy. He says that the euro was a scam without central bank support, that Germany would have little issue in leaving, and that bailout conditions would lead the economy to collapse. You're a genius, Berlusconi. You figured out why there's no solution. It's too bad you both want your Ken doll and Barbie doll when your poor Italian mother can only afford one. So in the process, she buys you both, and your mother dies from starvation. You're such a good boy, Berlo. You just killed your own mother in the form of the country he claims to love. In other words, your plan is to let Germany leave and let Italy print itself into self-destruction. Genius. Today's dismal US data sparked some truly dismal spin from the White House, with a massive 13% collapse in durable goods, a $20 billion miss to annualized Q2 GDP estimates, and 60-plus weeks of constant upward BLS revisions to initial claims government data. It's a real mystery how they managed to keep a straight face. Cutting through the crap, they say that we are making progress and the last thing we should do is return to the economic policies that failed in the past. Also that economic data is subject to large revisions, suggesting that the recession that began at the end of 2007 was deeper than initially reported. No accountability, no critical thought allowed. This is the US government you fund. Bathe in your shame. And in our last-minute bulletin, Euro can bear fewer members as Czech leader calls Greeks victims. China industrial profits fall 6.2% in fifth straight drop. China pours $58 billion into money markets. Beijing vows more measures on Diaoyu Islands. Noda vows no compromise as Japan-China dig in on islands row. German opposition party targets banks. Fed action triggers fear of new currency wars. Ex-Credit Suisse CDO boss is arrested in UK. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 27th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.